Hey, welcome to MJ Friends Blog, week number 4, season 2, episode number 4, Balance. I'm your host, Mariah, or you can call me MJ. MJ Friends Blog is a blog with a hint of podcast. You've tuned into the podcast portion. Make sure you guys check me out on Instagram, MJ Friends Blog. All of this will be in the description of this podcast. Let's get started. Quote of the week is by Albert Einstein. Life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep going. Life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving. I have come up with 4 questions that we need to ask ourselves so we can be well-balanced people. How do we find balance, you know? So, question number 1, is this really my problem? I feel like we tend to listen to other people vent, you know, coworkers, friends, family members. We listen to them vent and their problems become our problems because we care about them, because we love them, because we want to help them. We need to stop making other people's issues our issues. Their energy hops on us and it's like, okay, now I got to worry about this, this, and this. Or we begin to question ourselves based on their life, based on their issues, based on their story. We got to stop doing that, you know? It's not our problem. Question number 2 that we have to ask ourselves. What is most of my time being dedicated towards? School, work, shopping, nothing. We have to be realistic with our time management to find balance, that is. We have to be realistic. Yeah, I know we have to work to pay bills, but are you taking enough sleep? Because if we don't take care of ourselves, our bodies will shut down. We're not robots. Question number 3. Do I even like doing this? Do I enjoy this? Or am I doing this because I have to, because I want to, because whatever? Like, why am I doing this? Do I even like doing this? Ask yourself that. And a lot of times, you'll be surprised with that answer. Question number 4. What can I add in my daily life for fulfillment? How can I fulfill my day? How can I fill up my cup? What can I add in my day to make it better? Maybe I could take a walk. Maybe I can drink some hot tea. Maybe I can take a nap. Because we want to be happier people. We want to be more productive people. We want to work better. We want to be better. I know I do. We have to find balance to accomplish those 3 things: happiness, production, and basically being better. We have to find balance, making choices and enjoying those choices. I know we quickly and swiftly jumped right into this episode, but whatever. You know, I like to get to the point and I like to keep it short and sweet. So I've come up with some tools that we could talk about for a well-balanced life. There are so many different things that we have to take care of for well-balance. It's not just a one-stop shop. You know what I mean? To have a well-balanced life with yourself, some things I thought of that you could possibly do to find some balance is take time for yourself. That's my thing right there. I need alone time. I need time to myself. I need to breathe. I need to, even if it's just doing nothing, maybe go to dinner, maybe go to a movie, journaling or reading. I need time for myself. That is important to me. And it should be important to a lot of people. That's how you can find balance. Clear your mind, clear your thoughts. Maybe in, as far as career-wise, you could talk to your boss about whatever concerns that you have. If that is, hopefully that you have a good relationship with your boss. You could even update your resume. I do that every once in a while. Or you could even start looking for your dream job, because we want to be happy where we work. We don't live to work. You know what I mean? We work to pay bills. What else? As far as your relationship and marriage, maybe have a date night. As far as family, maybe plan a family vacation, or you could have like a weekly or bi-weekly game night. That's always fun. and, you know, building time with one another. That's balance. As far as your home, maybe getting rid of the things that you don't need. There's a lot of hoarders out here. But yeah, you need to get rid of the stuff that you don't need. Organize and clean up as you go. And as far as your health, finding balance within your health, you need to eat properly, sleep more. And for some people, possibly even go to therapy. All of these things are important tools that you could utilize to have a well-balanced life. Because if you don't, then there's going to be a lot of weight on your shoulders. You're going to be stressed out. And nobody likes being stressed out. That's not cool. That's not fun. That's not okay. Like I said, those four questions pertain to all these different categories of life. Is this really my problem? Where is most of my time going? Do I really like doing this? And where can I add fulfillment on a daily basis? Because remember, the goal for balance is to become happier, more productive, better people, making choices that we actually enjoy. We have to keep moving, but the only way to keep moving is to find balance some way, somehow. Just a food for thought. Let me know what you guys think. I know today's episode is pretty short, but it is what it is. Hope you guys enjoy the rest of your week. Stay positive. Talk to you guys next week.